My question is like, how is Krishna like made? How did he come?
That's my question.
Okay, you know
the answer. I've been asking that all year. That is an idea. Yes, I did. I've been a year long. Well, I'm not thinking about that. That's for the whole.
Are you going to give Mark a chance to answer the question?
No. What the thingy is going around here? That's my question.
Okay, let's give Mark a chance to answer that guy's question so we're going to be good listeners.
Is her question? She actually asked it first. All right. Now listen very carefully because this is a very difficult subject. But there are two kinds of realities, material and spiritual. And material things have a beginning and an end. And spiritual things have no beginning and no end. So, one very important book describes Krishna. Anadir Adir. That he is the origin of everything. But he has no origin. Now, this is very hard for us to understand because everything in the material world has a beginning and an end. So we think that Krishna must also have a beginning and an end, but he doesn't. And you can think of it like this. You were created by your father and mother. And your father was created by his father. And his father was created by his father. But if you keep going back further and further, eventually you'll come to someone who was the original father, but he has no father. That is Krishna. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Good.
Can I do understand?
Now, what are the other questions?
Yes. So, me, does anyone have a
you asked me all your questions.
Oh, you had one.
You had a question? About the spiritual teachers. They have mentioned spiritual teachers. Yeah.
How did you pick the person in something like I don't know.
Your question was how I became
a something, but it's a silly one.
Remember you asked me how he became a teacher, and have I added how did you become a spiritual teacher?
How did you become a teacher and how did you become one teacher?
Well, every teacher.
Wait, I got another question. What do we have? Yeah, you see, then what grade did you start in being a teacher? 3K? He's like saying, he's getting confused with two teachers. A spiritual teacher and the teacher.
Okay. So let me begin that every teacher begins by being a student. And he becomes a teacher by learning from his teacher. And then he repeats what he learned from his teacher.
The first teacher taught another somebody else, and then somebody taught Yeah. A physical from order, right? Instant words on the teachers. Then words on the somebody. Then they're gonna need somebody. Then they're gonna need somebody. And it just goes on.
That's right.
It just goes on.
That's
never
right.
Stops.
That's right.
Wait, that's not stop at some point. But there's no way, but there's no way that classes go backwards.
Yes, this is a general principle for learning, whether it's material or spiritual. You learn from a teacher, and then you repeat what you learn from your teacher, and in that way, you become a teacher. And
a teacher?
Teacher. So, I have a teacher. My spiritual teacher was Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
He had his spiritual teacher, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Which is, we have a picture.
Yeah, that's good. We should have pictures of our teachers and their teachers and their teachers.
If we have that, we could know who are the teachers.
There's a list. There's a list.
A list of teachers?
Yeah. There's a line. I learned from Prabhupada. And that, you know who the first teacher is? The teacher of all the other teachers?
Krishna? Why was Krishna the first? That's my question.
What's your question?
Why is Krishna the first? Is it because he was born first?
Well, he was never born. He's the original. Everything comes from him. He has no beginning.
I don't know who created him?
Nobody. He's the creator of everyone.
How do we do that? I asked my dad that question before, and he said that he made himself. And that is, how can God make himself if he's not in there?
But he always was there. There was never a time when he wasn't. They never stop. Means Krishna's the original guru. Then he taught Brahma. And he became the next teacher. Then Brahma taught Narada, then he became the next teacher. So there is a chain of teachers. The student becomes the teacher. When he's qualified, the student becomes the teacher. And if there's no qualified student, then Krishna comes, and he becomes the teacher, and he starts a new chain. If for any reason the chain is broken, then Krishna comes and he starts a new chain.
Starts building a new chain?
Sorry?
I got confused on my question.
Our chain is many thousands of years old. It's been going on for a long time.
Oh, well, do you mean like 1753 or more years than that?
More.
Maybe 18 something.
Way more.
Now it's a number. Maybe something. Way more. Okay, must be somewhere like thousands of years backwards.
Yeah.
Or maybe. Maybe it was made of the starting year. one. You see, you know.
Alright, now let me ask you
that was not my question.
I'm going to ask you a different kind of question. By the way, do you have any questions? Okay, I'm going to ask you a different kind of question. Who are those special parents that had you as their children? In other words, what are your parents' names? Yes?
My dad and mom's name is Balaram and Vishak. That's it.
Yes. Can you say it again more slowly?
Okay. My mom gave it. Rajita Morishwar, my dad named it so my queen. That's the only four I can go.
Soma.
No, not Soma. That is a funny.
What's your dad's name?
Somaya. Okay. But there's another name. It gets like the same last name as mine.
And what's your last name?
Curry.
So Maya and your mother's name?
Didn't you hear that? Anyway, I'll talk a little slower.
Yeah,
that is Rajita Morishwar. That's it.
Rajita?
You know.
How are you? Rajita?
Morishwar, what's taking so long? You know.
Because you're talking fast, we can't understand you, so you need to slow down.
Can you just do a fast break, you know? That's the break that... And understand things very fast.
Slow down.
You see, I must tell you something about being the teacher.
Yes.
One thing is that you should know the subject, but the other is you should be able to explain it so people understand.
To be a teacher?
Yeah. You have to know. You have to know.
It takes a long time to be a teacher.
Well, there's degrees of teachers. There's levels of teachers.
Okay.
And who are your parents?
What's your
mom
and dad's name?
I think I know so, Maya.
Is that the person who lives in my house?
My grandpa?
You didn't run my house and saw him for a long time.
So Maya is the name of his dad?
I don't know. It's actually his dad.
Yes, Priya.
Is that even funny? Someone got the joke.
All right, well, I think I've shared all the knowledge I can share with this particular group at this particular time. It was a pleasure meeting you and hearing your questions and speaking with you. And I hope you continue with your learning and that you all become good teachers yourselves. Anything else?
I think that's it, Mark. Thank you for listening. Unless you were to come on anything about the story that you were reading today, grade 1 or grade 2, what were you reading about today in your storybook?
Yeah, but
you're talking about the story. What did you learn from that
story? We read about Matthew's toy rocket.
What did you learn from this story?
If like you have something and you would lose it, that's super special to you. And you lost it. How would you feel? That's what we learned. And we read about the book. And
so what did you learn from Matthew's rocket? What happened to his rocket? Did one of his friends take it?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Then he got in trouble by Zach's dad.
What did his dad say?
Zach's dad said you have to return it to Matthew's house. And they played a junior at Karna again.
So what did you learn about stealing?
Don't steal stuff.
And don't take things that don't belong to you?
Right?
Even if you like it. Even if it's a toy or something that you like.
Or TV, but which you can't read.
Can you tell me what toil means? You learned about oxen, you learned about the oxen and about plowing. You learned about anything?
Toil means to work hard, and we've been learning about how to take care of a cow or an ox, and
what does the ox do with the soil?
It can pull a machine to make the soil moist and for cooking, sometimes farmers they use the cow dung to cook.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
No. And the cow dung is good for the soil.
Yes, it is. Fertilizes the soil. Yeah, compost. Same idea.
It's just like what it's called. A mulch. Compost?
Yeah, mulch. It's also like, the same idea.
It just food disintegrates into mulch.
Yes,
that's what my dad
did. The little kids will meet us downstairs if we can take a picture because we just got the sign of our school.
I saw.
Yeah. So
we should all go
to
the little kid there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's
so we have to be in the back of the little kid.
Yeah. Because
we are elders.
So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.